This podcast contains sexually explicit discussion, and if you're under 18, then it's time to switch off, as it's meant for your parents. And believe us, you really don't want to listen now.
Hi, I'm Mr. G.
I'm Mrs. G.
And we are...
The Sexless Swingers.
So, Mrs. G, episode 26.
Yes.
Second quarter of a century.
I know, and I just, you know, like there where I said, The Sexless Swingers, I am questioning whether we need to tweak our name.
Well, we've been talking about this, and...
We weren't even going to discuss this, but it's just prompted it. It's us. Here we go.
You know.
Nothing set in stone.
So, yeah, it doesn't feel quite right now.
No.
But we said all along we wanted to keep it because it was us.
It's become our identity.
So I think we'll always be the Sexless Swingers. But I think, and we may elaborate on this a little later on, but we've been told by a couple of people that the name, before meeting us... The name is slightly off-putting.
Well, they just make a presumption we don't do sex.
And obviously, these people are only into the sex.
If you got to know us a little bit more.
Does it mean more? Does it say more about us or
this
them?
This is an interesting point, and we weren't going to discuss this, so let's shelve it, and we'll maybe come back to it later on. But I'm wondering whether we need a not-so-sexless
swingers. Yeah, I think it might be in sort of an unofficial little alteration to the podcast
artwork. Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, maybe change the Twitter sort of heading or something like that. We can look. But anyway, what are you wearing? What are you drinking, Mrs. G?
I am drinking a beer.
Me too.
I mean, that's a bit weird for me though, isn't it? I'm not usually a beer drinker.
I'm not really either.
I think I might be channeling my inner Mr. Vanilla. Give us a beer! He's still living with us in my
Did he drink beer?
I don't know, but it was the sort of thing he would shout. So.
Mr. Legend drunk beer.
He did.
At times.
And I'm wearing black. I got black leggings.
Well, it's
I got a black t-shirt because it is pouring it down outside. It is miserable in the UK.
So we are towards the end of July?
It should be glorious. And it is bloody miserable.
And the thing is, the rest of Europe, mainland Europe, is
baking.
Gripped in a heat wave.
Apart from England,
yes.
Or Britain, should we say.
Yeah, but then who cares?
Yes. So anyway, let's crack on. Let's bring some happiness and some sunshine in another way.
So, we have completed our first quarter of a century of episodes.
Woo!
That's gone quickly in, what will it be now? Nearly 10 months?
I know.
The feedback for the last two has been incredible.
Yeah. I think people feel like they've kind of been on the cruise with us.
Yeah.
Which is really lovely because... I don't know how, we've obviously just portrayed it or projected it somehow, that they've captured these characters of our friends that we've got.
I think we try and put it across in such a way to tell our story, and we obviously do that enthusiastically because we enjoy it. And again, we've got several people who said that they're going to book.
Again, I know.
It's like,
but then also we've had people messaging us saying we want to know the journey of Mrs. Vanilla.
We have
people are really invested in
We got a message, didn't we? Mrs. Legend sounds amazing.
She is,
and so does Mrs. Vanilla, and really want to know what happens to Mr. and Mrs. Vanilla. And we're on a group with them all. We'd still chat every day.
We still chat every day in somewhere or another, even if it's just the odd like meme somewhere or. Mrs. Legend, who told us that she woke up Mr. Legend the other morning
I woke him up to the sound of my new vibrator sucking my soul out of my body.
Yep, there you go, Mrs. Legend, welcome to the world.
But they're in bloody Jamaica at the moment.
Jamaica. They're all living their best life because they're all from America, as the listeners will know. And they're all having fabulous sunshine as well. And where's that in black in Britain?
Albeit we are due away again soon.
Yeah, we are. We are, absolutely. And
on a family holiday this time.
We said there'd be not much coming from that.
Have much content from that. Might just be us again.
Speaking of the Americans and obviously the guys that we met on the last cruises, we have booked another cruise.
We have indeed, at the suggestion of...
Mrs. Vanilla.
Mrs. Vanilla.
Get her.
Yeah, so we booked and the Legends have booked. Mrs. Vanilla is promising to book soon.
Because she's been laid off work, as we know. We remember from the last
story.
She's
enjoying retirement.
She's enjoying her retirement with her. She's got a new boat. So she's living her best life. And I think she just wants to establish her work. But absolutely, she says she's coming.
The Nubius are promising to come.
I'm
going along on the cruise as well.
I'm not sure about Mammy and Pappy can make it because they've got a few cruise booked round it. But also, we have mentioned...
Four out of five couples isn't bad, though, is it?
It's not. But we've also mentioned it to a couple of our friends here in the UK.
Yes.
There's a few that might be jumping on.
Hopefully.
But it's...
Well, the UK and Europe, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Miss International, though.
Yeah, but it's probably not... it's booked, but it's not until January of next year. So we've got a while yet until
yes,
that
indeed.
Happens.
We also had a really funny review of episode 19 on Twitter, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
It literally just came a new couple following us, and I think they've binged the podcast from what they've said.
Yeah.
And literally, they just put episode 19, just listened, then three emojis. There was the head blown, there was the sort of love eyes,
yeah.
And there was the splash. So whether that signifies cum, squirt...
We don't know. There was wetness involved.
Yes. I think they were suggesting it was quite exhilarating.
It seems to be. It's kind of funny, though, because we recorded that, and obviously that's what we lived, and we recorded it. And so it's just kind of, well,
it
yeah.
was hot.
I guess.
It was.
But it seems to be the feedback is that other people find it really hot, and we're just like,
yeah. I think the thing is, though, we're taking it for granted, Mrs. G, because you've got to put into context, that was us in the greatest city in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We just went to a social that was organised, didn't know who we'd meet, what we'd do. And then we ended up in an orgy in a sex club in Brooklyn. I mean, that's fucking hot.
Yeah, I think it's the escapism of it, isn't it? It's that.
Yeah.
I think I do remember describing it and saying that I remember jumping in the cab and heading down. Was it the Lower East that we went to?
Yeah, it was the Lower East.
And I did feel a little bit like I was having a Carrie Bradshaw moment from Sex in the City, which I still adore that programme.
Well, it was just, it's one of those things. I mean, we called that episode This Is The One.
Yeah, it was.
In two parts.
It was a big turning point.
You know, will we ever beat that? Was that the peak?
Oh, I think we will. Right. I think we will. I think the world's our oyster now.
So, yeah, we have come down from the cruise. We've booked another one.
As you do.
But, interestingly, we've also been invited on another Virgin Voyage.
We have.
By some old friends that are new friends.
So, any regular listeners, I'm going to try and take you back to prompt you as to who this is. We've mentioned them very briefly.
Well, her, really.
Yeah, her. Not really him. He's much more in it now. But anyway, we'll come on to them in a moment. So if you remember the first Virgin Voyage cruise, the three-nighter, I mentioned a girl that we were chatting with in the toilet, and she was having a bit of a moment because although she loved her children, she didn't want to really go back to reality because she'd escaped reality. And it was like, you know, I'm going to change my life. I'm going to do it in a new job, blah, blah, blah. And she did get a new job and she works in some capacity for Virgin, not for Virgin Voyages, I should say. She did change her life and now she has this great life. And we have then stumbled across her
on a Facebook
lifestyle group.
Yeah.
And we reached out and I think we may have mentioned this previously on a podcast. And she said, yeah, I listen already. And we were like, okay.
Well, she's bang up to date now. And at the time, I don't think she mentioned it to her husband. And we've said her husband seemed a quiet sort of chap, really, didn't he?
Yeah, it's quite unassuming, really. Nice
when
fella.
We met him, nice guy.
She's really, really chatty.
Yeah, I think like a fizz pop bottle.
She really is.
Waiting for the top to come off and just go.
Yeah. She loves having a drink. She loves having a bit of a party. She loves chatting.
Yeah. And I think it's fair to say the top's off.
Yes. What, with her or him or both?
Well, for her, because just to bring the listeners up to date, because we're nattering on here.
Yeah.
So let's bring them in and tell them where we're up to. We have moved your little Facebook chat with her.
Yeah.
She's mentioned to him about the lifestyle and he's interested.
Yes.
And so she created a little WhatsApp group for the four of us.
For the four of us, yeah.
And we like a WhatsApp group, don't we?
So it would seem.
We don't watch TV anymore.
No, we literally don't. We literally sit
there. Catch up on the
groups. WhatsApp groups.
WhatsApp groups, KK groups, etc. But
I'm recording a podcast.
Yeah, and so we've moved it onto the WhatsApp group and sort of said, look, if you've got any questions, we'll try and answer best we can. I mean, we're by no means experts, as anybody listening will know.
No, we can only share our experience and our knowledge that we have. It doesn't mean to say that we're right, but
what
we
are is relatively well sort of contacted now. We speak to lots of people.
Yeah.
So we set up a little group and it was a few questions and things. It's got quite flirty, hasn't it?
Has got quite flirty. Yeah. Stepped up very fast.
Well, I think he was washing his face so you'd have a nice clean seat, Mrs. G. That's when
there's
it's got
been
to.
A few things offered, hasn't there? I mean, I'm not complaining.
Me
They're
neither.
Both bloody attractive people.
Yeah, very attractive people.
I just think it's really interesting, though. It's kind of unusual because obviously we met this couple. We were vanilla. They were vanilla. Got on a bloody Virgin cruise and the world has changed because they inject swinger drugs into your drink on there, it would seem.
I don't think they do, just for legal purposes.
I'm joking.
But I think there was a pivotal moment where everything seemed to change on this little WhatsApp group because there was questions and it wasn't overly flirty. And then we mentioned the Twitter account.
Oh, yes.
And I think they went on Twitter and he was probably like, that's not the woman I remember.
I am not that woman.
That's not the couple I remember.
I have changed.
Holy fuck.
I did change a little bit after that, actually, didn't it?
Yeah, so, yeah, they've invited us in September. We would love to go, but childcare is an issue.
It is an issue because I've established the childcare for the January trip and
we've got a couple of other things maybe lined up as well.
And we have obviously just been on the trip last month. And as anybody who needs childcare for your little adulty type fun things, you don't want to get to the position where, quite frankly, you're taking the purse. The mother guilt.
We're thinking of bribery now, aren't we?
That's what she's done with her parents. She's paid for a cruise for them. So,
but we were thinking
have childcare.
Yeah, we're thinking of that as well.
But still, even if we did, I still have to consider the kids a little bit, and just that mother guilt is kicking in a bit. And I don't feel like I can take the purse. It's as simple
as
that.
It's difficult because your parents are pretty elderly as well.
Yeah.
So it's a difficult one, but let's have another drink.
Give us some gin.
Let's get back on that WhatsApp group and it'll be like, fuck yeah, we've got to go.
Maybe.
But if not, I think we're getting on well with them.
We are, and they are one of the couples that may come in January with us.
Indeed.
So they might actually do that. And
God, there's going to be a lot of us, isn't there? Because the legends mentioned it to a few of them.
Yeah, I know, it could be a right partnership.
Other fuckers.
Lots of fuckers.
Yeah, fuckers everywhere. But, yeah, I think we've invited three or four couples, so
We'll
see. If any of them come, I'm pretty sure we can guarantee they'll have a great time.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yes, this little WhatsApp group with this couple, and again, as we always say, if it develops into something where we play, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, from my angle, anyway, I think, why not? She's hot. But I think you're happy, but you know, then they may not develop. But I think they're friends first anyway.
I think that, they're definitely friends first. And as we know now, we're not new people, that when you're at that very new stage, and there may be some people listening that are at that new stage, when you start up a WhatsApp chat group,
it's exciting.
It all feels really, really exciting. And it is exciting because you suddenly can speak really authentically and really openly without judgment about a side of your life.
Yeah.
And
we're lucky enough to have quite a few couple friends now who we speak to pretty much every day, all of them. And
Being able to be very frank like that I just love that. It's
Frank the Tank.
I didn't go Frank the Tank. I've not been Frank the Tank for a bit. I've behaved myself. Last time I did Frank the Tank, we had Brad and Angelina here. Then I went a bit Frank.
You did. So one of the things that we talked about this new couple, though, because they're new and they're exploring their dynamic and what they'd like, and we didn't speak about this on the last podcast because we ran out of time, but may have mentioned it, but Mammy and Pappy off the cruise, they have a thing which they call the bubble.
Yes.
We thought the bubble was a fantastic idea.
I think a lot of people will do the bubble without realising it's got a name, so we're going to give it the name, the bubble.
But it's trademarked Mammy and Pappy.
I feel
it's
like if we were professional at this, at that point where I said the bubble, we'd have had some music or some sound effect, like da-da-da.
But we're not professional, we're just a couple of fuckers sat in a room in the house.
Couple of fuckers chatting chatting about fucking.
Yeah, microphone, computer, that's all. And a beer. Off we go. But yeah, we could do with a bubble sound in the background.
Would it be like Poppy?
I don't know.
Right, let's move on.
So
the bubble.
The bubble. So Mammy and Pappy, they said to us, the bubble is effectively where when you are enjoying sex between you.
Right.
You may bring in certain ideas.
Okay.
So, for example, I think Pappy had said something about bringing a man in or a woman in, etc.
Yeah.
The usual sort of ideas that you may have between you. And see how it plays out. Did you like it? Did you not like it?
It wasn't just like a random man or woman. It would be somebody specific. Like, say they'd met somebody that was also in the lifestyle before they would just agree to it.
Or a couple or whatever.
Yeah. Before they would just agree to it, they would physically role play it.
Yeah.
So they say they put it in the bubble, they play around with the idea.
See how they felt afterwards.
See how they felt afterwards. And I think it's just a really good idea.
Yeah.
Like I say, perhaps there's quite a lot of people doing this without even realising they're doing it.
Probably.
Or maybe they don't communicate it with their partner.
But I think the communication actually would really
help.
It's
key when you're in the lifestyle.
So we suggested this to this new couple, because obviously they're really early doors.
Yeah.
It takes us back, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So, yeah, I think it's a great idea. So, yeah, if you are new and listening, which we know that there's lots of you who are brand new, play the bubble.
Play the bubble, yeah. But you can't play it on your own. You got to play it with your partner. So you can't be fucking your husband thinking of somebody else.
Well, I was just wondering how many people are going to be fucking Mrs. G in the bubble.
If you do, that's fine, but can you please communicate it with your partner?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
let us know with the performance as well.
Let me know if it was all right.
Or me.
Maybe it is you.
Yeah, who
Can't
knows?
Just presume it's me.
No, exactly, exactly. So, yeah, that's the bubble. And which leads us on to our own little bubble. Mrs. G, you've got a very naughty but broad smile on your face.
I've got a very big smile on my face.
It's not the only big thing that you'd like on your face,
oh,
don't think.
I know where you're going to go with this now.
Yeah, so, our bubble.
We need to talk
Let's
about
set
this
the scene.
In a way that I don't sound like I'm just really unhinged.
You're not unhinged, you've just got the horn.
But it's for who?
Right.
And for why?
Right. Let's go back. Last episode, we talked about the Dutch girl we met who was the first person in the lifestyle, man or woman,
mm-hmm.
where you were like, wow,
hot.
Yeah.
This is on another level than that, though.
Yeah. So it's a man this time.
It is.
Yeah, I'll let you take over from
All
here.
Right,
start the story off. How did we meet this man who...
So as people know who listen, we have children. And our middle child has got an impending health condition. She's okay, so you know, nobody needs to worry about her. It's all been dealt with, but it is an impending health condition and likely to be a long-term effect.
Well, it would be.
It's a lifelong condition. So we're working through that as a family. But because of that, because she's at school, we need communication with the school.
Just a bit of support off the school, really, isn't
Yeah,
it?
Definitely. They need to be aware of it because some of the condition can make her feel quite unwell at times.
Yeah,
bad
and, dizzy spells. And possibly then affect how she's in class, etc. So
yeah,
it's just
has a knock-on effect. So I have to communicate with the school and with a certain person at the school.
Yes, and obviously we're not going to use this certain person's real name.
Although his actual real name really suits him. And I wish we could use it.
But we can't.
But I can't.
So we're going to call him Mr. Hard.
His real name's even better than this, though. But yeah, Mr. Hard, okay.
We both actually went in to see Mr. Hard.
Yeah.
And, we had a meeting about our daughter. Our daughter was there.
He approached us initially in
He'd been taking PE, so he was dressed in shorts and polo top.
Of course he was, yeah. And he walked on over quite confidently and went, "Are you Mr. and Mrs. G?" And we were like, "Yeah," because we've never
met
this
person. Out, he actually sits very close to me at the football.
Yeah.
Because everybody who listens knows
yeah.
me and our son, we go to the football regularly to watch
he
the games.
He goes with his son and you sit near him. You have a job to do now.
Yeah,
you
watch the football.
No. I'll take our son. I'll go and have a chat. Anyway, we're going off.
Calm down, Mrs.
So,
G.
We meet this guy, comes over, well, the teacher, it's not just a guy, comes over, has a bit of a chat with us, And I'm thinking, he's quite confident for a teacher. He's kind of, he's not got the usual, no disrespect to any teachers that are listening, because there's going to be quite a few of you, but he's not got the usual teacher disposition.
And condescending, again, you mean?
Yeah. Patronising.
They sort of infantilise everybody and we've treat everybody
just lost
like each other.
Half the listeners, because yeah. There's a lot of teachers in the lifestyle.
Well, apparently they're a great folk.
So we have this
everybody's
chat
got, you know, win-win.
It then gets led inside with other teachers and people taking notes, because it's quite an important issue, and it goes from a classroom, it then goes into his office. And this meeting goes on for about 2.5-3 hours, doesn't it? It's a long, lengthy
meeting.
In
total, it was about 2 hours, yeah. But to the point.
He's still... Can I just explain, though?
Right.
Because the lady listeners want to know this. So he's got his, like, sports kit on, and he's got these tattoos on his arms that just sneak under the edge of the short sleeve of his...
So you can't quite make out what they are.
You can't quite see it, but there's a hint. And you know when you've got that hint of something, you then think, what lies beneath? What's going on? So we're in this
meeting. Was that the same with his shorts?
I did, his legs were under the desk, so I wasn't really looking at that.
I wasn't
meaning
his legs.
So, but yeah, just a really lovely disposition. And I think that was in part, this is partly why this has all begun, because our daughter needs help. She needs support from a medical point of view. And we've tried with some teachers who haven't quite given us the reaction we've needed. And this particular teacher has reacted, has heard us, which is sexy as fuck when you're heard. He's heard us and he's kind of gone, yeah, all right, come on, we'll try this and we'll go that approach and we'll do this. And I'm like, he's actually my hero. He literally could have a cape on, because I feel like you're helping my daughter. So yes, now. So there's this hero side to him for me.
So we left that day, because I'm going to cut you off, because it's going on
forever. Yeah, sorry, I'm going on, aren't I?
So we left that day, and we both noticed something, because I could see, I could see that you were relatively enamoured with this guy.
Could you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. God, I'm so obvious.
It's not a look that I see very often with other men. So, yeah, I noticed it. I think you'd use the phrase doe-eyed slightly.
I don't think I was doe-eyed.
All right, okay. So, what did we notice about him?
We walked out the school gates. Our daughter went ahead and got into the car. We both looked at each other within not even 30 seconds of being out of those gates and both said, did you notice his ring? He had a black ring on his right hand.
He did?
Now then, apparently, listeners, this can be a sign for somebody that is in the lifestyle. Obviously, if you check Google, it'll tell you, because everything on Google is correct. So, but also speak to your lifestyle-y friends. So many men wear a black ring on their right ring finger.
So this was a month ago.
Yeah.
We've since, you've had communication relatively regular, because she can't be in school all the time with this. So she's been on reduced hours and we've been increasing them, etc. And he's been very supportive of this.
Yeah.
And every time that he emails you, I get a little WhatsApp screenshot of the message, because obviously...
I'm keeping you informed.
Exactly. Yeah. And it says, this is what Mr. Hard has said. Do you think I should offer him a blowjob now? And
it's a bit of banter between me and
we've,
you.
We've got, as we've talked about the WhatsApp groups earlier on, one particular WhatsApp group we have is with a couple who are more hot wife, Stag Vixen dynamic. And she's been offering you some hot wife tips.
Oh, make sure when you leave, you hold his hand that little bit too long. Keep the eye contact up.
She's good.
She has lots of tips. The thing is, I was already doing all that. I was already doing it all. I just need to know if he's in the bloody lifestyle. And also, obviously, we need to know his wife's all right. I'm guessing.
Well, we sort of found out, because also at the school, you have a friend.
I do. So this friend, again, on one of the episodes previously, I talked about going on a vanilla night out with my friend, and we talked about sexual fantasies, and we got really, really, really drunk and all the rest of it. And it's way back. So that particular friend...
That was another night you were sick, Mrs. G.
I know. Did a Frank again. So that she works at the school. So I've had a bit of just a light chat with her. And she, when I mentioned his name, her response was, oh, fucking hell, yeah. Half the staff want to do him. And I'm like, what's his wife like?
Which might have seemed an unusual question.
She went, oh, she's lovely. She's really attractive. And then she showed me a picture. So she is. She's hot.
Yes, I've seen that picture as well.
Yes.
So we need to find out now. I mean, we've looked on Fab, but the only problem is you've no idea because all you can see is cocks and fannies.
Cocks and fannies, I don't see faces, and they're not on KK. So
have we checked KK?
Not thoroughly. Perhaps you need to have a really good look at that, actually. so, yes. So Mr. Hard is my new fantasy, I think, suffice to say.
It's been, 20-odd episodes since you talked about your main fantasy, which has been very popular with many of the listeners and many of our friends.
It's still there, but it will always be a fantasy. But, I'm never living it out, people. I've had many offers. It's not happening.
You've had lots of offers, actually. But, yeah, Mr. Hard is now becoming...
He's my new fantasy, I think.
You think?
You have honestly, you have said you like his wife.
I do. She's very attractive.
She is.
But don't know what she's like.
I should be fine.
Don't know if in the lifestyle.
It's fine. It'll all be okay.
And if I said to you, there's this woman I really like, a husband will be fine, what would you say to me, Mrs. G?
I'd say let me meet him first.
Would you?
Yeah.
And what if you weren't that keen?
Then you've no chance.
What if I'm not that keen on Mrs. Hard?
You'll be fine.
There we have double standards. Double standards in the lifestyle. Who would have thought it?
Oh, so, no, do you know what it is, though? When I'm in his office, right, and he's going on with himself, and he's lovely, he's like, he's proper nice.
How many times have you been in his office?
Perhaps once or twice. And he's just like, you know, we'll do this for him, we'll manage to do that for him, we're going to get through it. And I'm thinking, he's going on, and I should be being that responsible parent. And instead, I'm just thinking, just bend me over your fucking desk.
But the thing is, we again, back to the WhatsApp groups, we voice note a lot.
Yeah.
Because you and I, as people know, bloody podcasters,
yeah.
We like to chat.
Yeah.
So rather than just typing, we quite often do little voice notes. And you did a voice note about this to a couple of our groups, the Stag Vixen group,
yes.
The Hot Wife
yeah.
group that we've got. They both came back and went, oh my God, you can hear the excitement in your voice. And basically, you want to be bent over the desk and done hard by Mr. Hard.
Mr. Hard, yeah, he can do me hard.
You've actually gone slightly pink.
No, I haven't.
I think you're flushed.
No, I haven't. I just want to do him.
I know you do. And we'll try and make it happen.
There's obviously a fantasy in here somewhere, though. And there'll be other people that will relate with this. It's all to do partly with... He's a man in a level of authority, which is not usually my thing, to be fair. That doesn't usually do it, but I think it's because he's got this hero side to him, because he's helping us and our daughter. So I'm a bit like, oh, thank you so much.
I don't know.
No, but I feel grateful. So I feel like I could suck his dick and show him my gratitude.
I think he would enjoy that.
And then the biggest side of all of it, it's so wrong that it's right.
And he's called Mr. Hart.
Oh, yeah. You know, like my kind of knickers to the side kind of side to me, that kind of, I shouldn't be doing this. So
you just want him to turn him off, don't you?
No. They know they need to go to the side. I don't want him ripped off. He's not destroying me, honey, badette. No, it's all probably it's fantasy. So let's not. I don't want people writing in going, it's so wrong. He's a man and he's teaching your child. Sod that, right? It's a fantasy. I see him and I quite fancy him and I see his desk and I quite imagine what might go on that desk. That's it. There's a bit of banter. It adds a bit of something to us. We're moving on from the bubble idea from Mammy and Pappy. There's a bit
though,
of that.
I think, though, part of the attraction for you is the fact that we don't know if he's in the lifestyle, so it sort of makes him unachievable.
Exactly that.
And so that makes it a bigger fantasy for you.
Why do I have this about me? Why do I have this if I can't have something I want it even more? What is that? What does that say about me? It's like I like to challenge
myself. Probably because generally you get whatever you want in life, so the fact that you can't have something makes
it... I don't get everything I want in life.
Okay.
I am a very content woman, that has to be said. However,
You really want something.
And he's probably not... in any which shape or form achievable, but I can live it out in my brain that he's achievable.
He wears a black ring.
It's that glimmer of hope.
It's that glimmer of hope.
It's there, innit? Might happen one day.
It's a higher chance than a lottery ticket, I think.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
What, a £10 win or a full lottery
so
win?
So I did suggest end of term. I did suggest that I email Mr. Hard, thanking him for all his assistance and offering to take him and his wife out for dinner as a thank you.
That's just weird.
You bottled it.
It's weird.
You said we sound American.
We do sound American. Americans do that all the time, where they kind of trying to get the kid into a private school, and is it the dean of the school? They have deans in private school.
They do.
And they'd like take them out and then pay them a shitload of money and get the kid into school. We don't do that in Britain. That's not a thing
we do. No, it was just as a thank you. But here's me trying to help you out. Nothing to do with the fact that his wife's actually really hot.
yes, they.
But he wears the black ring. I think there's a high chance.
There's a chance.
So it will be continued because there's a whole other year to go next year.
Can we get a dildo and call it Mr. Hard?
You can do whatever you like, darling.
See, I do get everything I want then.
Because,
and you proved me wrong.
As regular listeners will know, I've got Lisa.
Yeah, I've not got one. I've never named
You've never named. You want a Mr. Hard.
I'm gonna get one. I'm going to name it Mr. Hard.
Well, I've said just order one. It's
all right,
fine.
I'll do it.
So you're going to have your Mr. Hard dildo. We're going to see him again next term.
Oh, God, yeah.
And in the meantime, I had a bit of a fan pad, didn't I?
Did you?
When we were walking the dog.
Right.
The vanilla couple. Local couple.
Oh.
Who also has told you she fancies Mr. Hard.
Okay, so let me get, again, I'm going to build the scene so people can understand what I'm dealing with and what I have to live with. So we
go. People know Mr. G. I've been podcasting for 25 episodes. They know what I'm like.
Oh, well, they all know, yeah. So we go out walking the dog, as you know, pub dog takes us for a walk. We didn't do the pub. We went on a field, and our daughter, we've just mentioned, walks to school every day with a girl who lives around the corner. Lovely family. Respectable family.
This isn't the family from the Leeds Social, by the way.
No, different family. They are definitely not lifestyle. They are
You think?
Would you do her?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Would you do him?
Yeah. Who are we? Anyway, let's move on. So we meet our lovely neighbours with lovely daughter. Their daughter wasn't with them. They've got their youngest child, sweet cherub-looking child.
Yeah, he's not that cherubic. He's about 8 or 9.
That's young.
Yeah, he's a hiding little fucker as well. You can't even see where he is.
So this woman, we've discussed previously, Mr. Hard. She also thinks he's fit as fuck. That's the only way we can put it. The thing is, this guy is not particularly, he's not like an Adonis, but he's just got a something. He's got a something. There's many women appreciating the something that he has.
Not as much as you, I don't think.
Maybe not.
I think you like him more than
his
wife.
We bump into them on the dog walk. They've got their lovely little dog, their cherubic little boy, and we're chatting away, and Mr. G says to lovely lady, oh, we've just, she's been
Well, you were chatting to him that day. You've been into school for a reason.
I kind of bumped into him.
Well, our daughter actually said, oh, Dad, Mum was so embarrassing with Mr. Hard. She was, like, dead friendly with him.
We don't even call each other by, we call each other by first names now. That's where we're at. Anyway, so
You need to have your Twitter account open on screen.
It's been suggested.
Yeah. Another one from the Hot
Can we get back to the bloody story? So you then say, Mrs. G's bumped into Mr. Hard today, at which point she goes, oh, have you? And I'm like, yeah, I did.
Her husband then goes, oh, bloody hell, she's told me some things about him.
She's always going on about him.
I said, yeah, so's Mrs. G.
And then you said, I bet not quite as much as Mrs. G says.
Yeah, and he said, no, I don't know. So
what did you tell him, Mr. G?
I said, yeah, she wants him to bend her over his desk.
And the little boy was sat playing on the floor with his pet dog and heard it all. And
did he? Like, did he? Nosy little fucker, man.
He's a lovely little boy. And you just, again, forgot that we were not in a lifestyle situation. Right. We were a field walking the dog.
I think the problem is I am merely learning of you. You're corrupting people. Obviously, bad corruption.
I would corrupt him so bad, he's no idea.
You've corrupted the Nubius. Corrupting this new couple from the cruise?
I've not corrupted. They've just listened to us and they've heard our journey. I've not corrupted. You're the corrupter.
The Mr. and Mrs. Vanilla who you're corrupting?
You're definitely corrupting them or trying to.
Me?
The point is, we do need some vanilla friends, and they were vanilla friends, really. We could say hello to them in the supermarket and things. And now I saw the husband's facial expression when you tarnished that small child.
He can't actually now see you in the neighbourhood without thinking of you bent over the desk being fucked hard by probably him now, not Mr. Hard. Because that idea is in his head that you are the sort of woman that wants to be bent over a desk and fucked hard. But, he will like that, because that's hot. So now, if they are in the lifestyle, I'm expecting a call.
Oh my goodness.
Who are we?
I don't know, but if somebody finds us...
If anybody finds
back,
the real Mr. and Mrs. G, send them back to the kids, would you? Because they're missing them.
The children need parents that don't speak like this or want to shag their teachers.
So that is... Well, that's almost the story of Mr. Hart. You have actually asked me whether or not I will fuck you while you pretend I'm Mr. Hart.
Yeah.
And as a good husband, I've said, of course I will.
Yeah.
Because I can guarantee I'm going to have the fuck of my life because you put a lot more effort in with him than you will with me.
That's mean. I do good sex with
you. You do. But, you know, I think you're reserving your very special... you've been waiting for this man.
We're just...
This man in the lifestyle who flicks every switch you've got. The only problem is you pick one that's not in the lifestyle.
We think. We're just doing the bubble. We're coming. We're just on a circle.
Oh, yeah, but I'm looking forward to it because maybe it'll be tonight. Mr. Hard is going to
knock on
the
door. You're not going to know when he's coming knocking on my door. You'll know about it when we're in
the I think there's a good chance that I might ring the bell one night and you'll be ready.
Ding, ding, ding.
Just a little doorbell switch. Oh, dear. What are the listeners thinking of us?
We're slags.
We haven't even got to this bit of the podcast yet.
Right, we need to move on to the next bit. Okay. The sexy bit's coming up.
Yeah. So moving on from Mr. Hard, which I don't think you want to do, but we shall. We have just had a weekend away.
We have. Well, not just a weekend, an adult weekend. We had no children.
An adult weekend. It was an event, an organised club takeover.
We had two nights, Friday and Saturday.
So, the Friday, we drove down, and the takeover was... Penthouse Playrooms.
It was, and we know quite a few people that were there. We've met quite a few people, as in we met them in February when there was a different takeover. There's a Discord, so we have quite a lot of chats.
Yeah, we had some friends going.
We had friends going.
There was also quite a few listeners who had reached out and said that they'd like to say hello when we were there.
Yeah, so we went down. We had a bit of I had a bit of a faux pas on the Friday. We live in the northwest of England. We were having to get down to the south of the UK. Long story, got on a train. It didn't stop at the stop it needed to. It took me 60 miles the wrong way north. So we were a little bit late arriving on the Friday.
We went all the way to fucking Preston.
That may mean nothing to somebody that lives in America.
Well, true. Right. It's
60 miles north,
And anyway, you travel back down south. We were an hour and a half delayed.
Yeah.
So we went down to the wonderful Luton.
Yes, delights.
But we met up initially with Brad and Angelina. Well, we had fun with another couple who were travelling down at the same time from the northwest.
We did. We had a wacky racist situation because they should have been there way before us and we beat them.
That's because we kept disturbing them with voice notes, apparently. And they kept voice notes in us.
But it was all good fun, do you know?
Yeah,
it was just fun. All adults heading down south, heading for two nights of a bit of possible debauchery and laughter.
Oh, honestly, that journey's about 3 hours.
Yeah.
And we were permanently voice noting.
Or voice notes coming in.
And I think we were at a slight disadvantage because voice notes are not a thing for us because obviously we do this podcast every other week. So we sort of disturbed them with our voice notes.
Yes.
They're not quite as used to them and they missed the turning.
They did.
For the
That's
motorway.
How we beat them. That's how we beat them.
That's how we beat them. But in the end, we didn't get a parking spot anyway.
No.
But it was great fun. We really enjoyed the journey down.
We did.
Having fun with them. But we got to the hotel.
Yeah.
We saw Brad and Angelina, who were also there.
Yes.
Spent a bit of time with them.
Well, I think a big bunch of them had already gone on some like pre-social drinks, hadn't they, locally?
Yeah, we didn't.
Brad and Angelina hadn't because they
waited
to get
for
some
us.
Food and they wanted to see us. We were late arriving,
we had a quiet
40 minutes to an hour just with Brad and Angelina, which was nice. I think that was good actually, just to have
Then slowly but surely a few other friends joined us.
Yeah, they started filtering back in.
10 of us?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we ended up, Brad and Angelina hosted a party because they had the penthouse suite.
They did.
So they'd said about this party.
This penthouse though, it's a bit shit.
It's Luton.
what they were expecting and what they got were two very different things.
Yeah, it was for the hotel. It was a nice room.
It was.
And it was a good party.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we went, but they invited some playmates.
Mm-hmm.
And other people that they seemed to want to play with.
Well, they were, no, it wasn't all about playing, because there was a few people there that...
No,
they,
we'd invited a few people
as
well.
Yeah, and they might have invited a few more. There was, I don't think there was the intention to play, it was just have some time.
Yeah.
So it wasn't all about people they wanted to play with.
No, true, but I think just before we went, you had a little bit of a wobble, didn't you?
Well, yeah, because...
That's what I'm trying to...
I'm with you, right, yeah, because... You mean, we went back to the room, we made it a little bit of a pyjama party, or we didn't, but that was suggested.
Well, it was your idea.
Okay, it was my idea. But it was, the idea was it was a bit more relaxed, a little bit of a theme. Not everybody was going to get involved, that's fine.
Well, about half did, didn't
I'm comfy in my jammies, so I'm rocking up in my jammies.
Well, there was a few naked people by the time we arrived.
But just as we were kind of heading there, I did have a little moment of, oh, this might feel a bit intense.
We've not been to a house party, have we?
No, we've never done
and
that.
And this was not a club. It was not a private meet.
No.
It was a party.
Yeah.
So it felt like a house party.
Yeah.
And
we've not been to one.
And I think you just had a little bit of a wobble of what's the expectation?
Mm-hmm.
What's the etiquette?
Yeah.
What's the dynamics, etc.
Yeah.
And so we had a chat about it.
Yeah.
I tried to ease your fears.
Mm.
And then we had a few messages with the fuckers over in America.
Yeah.
And they completely reminded you
of
what the lifestyle's all about, which is fun.
They did. They actually did. And it was their messages, and they won't even know it, but it did. It was that solid reminder of this is about having fun, adult fun, and however that comes about. It does not need to involve sticking anything in anything or up anywhere. It can just be about laughter. And just, as we keep saying time and time again, being able to just be authentically yourself without judgment.
Mm.
And they reminded me of that. And I'm grateful to them.
Yeah. For no, that, absolutely. Yeah. So we went to the party. There was a little bit of shenanigans going on when we got there.
There was.
There was a hot tub.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was some action in there. There was some action. There was an upstairs room. The most dangerous spiral staircase known to man.
Yeah.
And we greeted a few of the guests that came, ones that we'd invited,
yeah.
And we were chatting to them and so forth, and we were having a really good evening. There was another few guests there and so on. We met a couple that came along, Brad and Angelina had invited them, and it worked out they listened.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a bit of a weird
moment.
They're
very, very new as well, so they must have felt a little bit out of water.
Yeah, they were quite new, and he sort of said hello, and then he went, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, don't think you do, and he said, I'll listen.
We just didn't expect. We weren't in that zone. We weren't.
No, because it was a private party.
We didn't think of that, yeah.
And, yeah, I think we both came across as a bit sort of weird, because we sort of went a bit...
We sorted it out, but yeah.
But that was the only time that weekend we had sort of that awkwardness.
Yeah, yeah.
And I spoke to him then the next day, and they were a great couple, actually. Yeah, really nice people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we had the party. But you had a little bit of a wobble at the party as well, didn't you, Mrs. G?
Well, it wasn't a wobble, it was a trigger.
Yes.
We talked about episode 8.
Episode 8.
Where, yeah, I'm not going to go back over it, but I have a history, so, as we all do, but a history that has, still provides me with triggers for certain situations.
Everybody has triggers.
Yeah, but if it's connected to something...
Controlling
or sexually controlling, I'm out.
Yeah.
So, this particular person had come downstairs. I was sat on
the bed. They'd been sort of playing.
But we were sat on the bed. There was our friends that had sort of come with us.
There was six of us mainly.
Six of us.
Really chatting, having a great laugh.
We were having a great time. It wasn't if it was silent. We were all really belly laughing, having a drink. It was great. Mm,
I think I'd been on my best behaviour. You had as well. Well, you'd had a bit of a wobble. So that basically put me, I went into a slight shell, I would say. So we were chatting.
You weren't quiet or anything.
Oh, I wasn't quiet at all.
You mean you just
never
weren't quiet,
quiet
snogging everyone?
But I wasn't going to... you know, make any attempts to start anything off because then that might have added pressure on you, etc.
Yeah.
So I was just chat mode.
Yeah. But this girl came down and she kind of is a
larger than life
type of character. And she came over and went, oh, well, you know, we're all fucking upstairs and you guys need to start playing. So you need to kiss him and you need to kiss her. And I was just like,
and one of the ladies and one of the guys had a bit of a kiss, which was up to them. That's fine. But your face was looking stern. And one of the guys, one of our friends, he said to me, is Mrs. G okay? I'm like, think it might not be the language to use around her. He went, I can tell by her face. Yeah. Next thing, Yo stood bolt upright, went and collected some of the stuff that we brought, told me to grab the speaker which we'd taken, the sex speaker.
Well, I won't leave him a sex speaker.
And he said, right, we're going.
I just said, I think it's time for us to go.
And I spent a millisecond trying to reason with you and then realised she's gone. Yeah, so,
no, when I'm gone, I'm gone.
So
the thing is, it's when you have a trigger from previous emotional trauma, you have a choice of fight or flight. I was not choosing fight. Even in that very...
To be fair, the woman didn't really do anything wrong.
Even in that heightened emotional state, she may have triggered me and that would annoy me in that moment. But even then, I kind of could rationalise, she doesn't know this about me.
Yeah, and it's so just her trying to get the party started.
Still stand by, she didn't need to.
No, and it probably would have done anyway.
It would have. And that's kind of the thing that I'm still a bit like, just let people be. People don't need directing. People don't need a card game to tell them how to connect. People don't need a spin the bottle to try and bring a game together. All those sort of things, for me personally...
Well, some people do, to be fair, because they've not got enough imagination themselves, possibly, or they just need that push.
Good conversation with the right people and you're fine. Okay, I'm probably very, very one-sided because it really, really triggers me. So I stood up and I said, no, we need to leave. This is not for me. So I got my shopping bag with my tequila in it. I got my sex speaker and we went on our way.
And your husband.
And my husband. And my Brad and Angelina.
Brad and Angelina followed us. And another friend.
And one half
of a couple.
Yeah. I kind of went down the corridor and went home.
Well, not home, but to our room.
And then we had a little bit of a... conflab on the bed.
To be fair, the lady didn't know anything about all this.
No.
Because she's our friend, but she's only just started listening.
Yeah, she's our friend. She's not a listener. Politeness,
I think.
Yeah.
She probably thinks we're shit.
Yeah,
But no, she's started, but she's not listening to that particular episode. So no. It was all new to her.
Brad and Angelina know everything.
Well, they know everything. They are, you know, with us, basically. Yeah, they are our... super close.
They were in Amsterdam when the initial trigger came, and so I had to tell them at the same time that I told you from my previous trauma. So they knew, and
she recognised it, I think.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. And they, again, it shows the measure of our friendship that they left their own party to come and sit with us.
Yeah. Mid-play.
I know. It's just massive, really, when you put it like that, because. Not many people.
Well, some things, as we say, lifestyle, some things are bigger than play.
Yeah, yeah.
And true friendship is one of them.
Yeah, and they continuously prove that time and time again.
So they came along with this other lady. We had half an hour chatting.
I think so.
And then you didn't want to go back to the party.
No, I was done.
So, eventually they all left.
You had a kiss.
I did have a kiss. I think the lady, she kissed me goodbye just on the lips, and I'd sort of felt all night I'd wanted to kiss her,
well,
and I sort of had the feeling she might want to
move on with this couple.
Yeah,
because we've got a great chat.
But I didn't kiss her that night because I thought, well, you've had your little bit of a wobble earlier on, didn't want to push it. But then what I did do, which is unusual for kissing, I checked with you.
Yes, and I was totally fine with it.
Yeah, because I didn't want to lay her more on, but because she just kissed me, and I think I said, we need more of this, and she said, yeah. And so I checked with you were fine. So it was a fleeting kiss, which was nice. So then, yes, off they all went back to the room. I think the party had sort of peaked by then.
So. I don't know. I don't even remember times or anything at this point. No. It was time for us to be out there.
So, yeah, it's...
I do remember, though, waking up... at about 7 in the morning with half my pyjamas off and the other half wrapped around my leg. And I woke up thinking, oh, of course, yeah, we've had some sex then. And it's the fact that I'd not fully taken my pyjamas off. I was such a housewife.
Well, yeah, I do remember it, actually, because I think I woke up and, as crude as this sounds, my fingers were inside you. You were also, like me, in a state of half awake, half asleep. Your pyjamas were, like you say, around your leg.
Oh, so they were already like that when your fingers were inside? Had you not taken them off without realising it? Why did I have them?
How would I know if you didn't realise it? I'm guessing you've done it.
I haven't drank that much.
Yeah, but then I do remember because we'd fallen asleep and the next morning we'd had a text off Brad at just after 3:30.
Oh,
so it was before 3:30.
Yeah.
And I remember that I looked at the clock and I remember seeing the clock was about 5:00. So we'd obviously had an hour and a half sleep.
Right.
Then in this sort of half horny state we'd had sex.
Half and sleep, half horny.
I do remember the sex because you were in an incredibly loud mood.
I always am when we're not with children.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to think about it. So I don't.
You just let yourself go and, yeah.
And so I, you know.
So whoever was in the room next door to us got a bit of a show.
Well, good for them.
I do know who was in the room above us, actually.
Can't say on this. You'll have to tell me later.
But yeah, we'd had that pretty fantastic sex, actually.
We just genuinely didn't have much sleep and I'd not had much sleep the night before. So I was like severely shattered come
Saturday.
We're
up about 8:30, 9:00, I think. And we spent most of the Saturday. We'd had a couple of texts with our, what should we call it, car friends.
Our car friends.
Voice note car friends.
But we actually, that morning when we did get up, we messaged Brad and Angelina and we actually went and got in bed with them.
We did.
We spent the Saturday
morning. Well, we had a few texts with the car couple. They had other plans that day because they were meeting other friends. We went and we had the morning with Brad and Angelina, basically, in their room.
We went downstairs and we nicked some pastries and croissants.
Well, we didn't nick them, breakfast was included.
I know, but we bundled them up and took them back upstairs. But I went down in my pyjamas and got my breakfast and took it back
upstairs. Yeah, I just had shorts and a t-shirt on. But yeah, we had a lovely morning with them, actually.
Yeah, it was nice.
And yes, there was nudity.
Angelina's always nude of some form, usually.
There was fun, there was photographs, one of which we stuck on Twitter.
Yeah, I think we're just so incredibly tactile, aren't we, with the pair of them. And it's just comfortable just to be around them.
Yeah, we had a good morning.
Yeah, we did.
And then in the afternoon, Angelina needed, I can't remember what she needed.
I think a nail had fallen off.
It was something, so we did that and we met one of the other couple of friends of ours, really.
Yeah.
We'll call them the Cockneys.
Yes.
Because they're southern wankers.
Yeah. They're from down south. Yeah. This couple are very funny.
Very funny.
But I think as a four, we're very funny together as well. I think we get each other's sense of humour.
Yeah, we just get on really well. Mm. We've been chatting to them. We met them back in February, I think.
Yeah, really.
But really only started chatting to them properly, I don't know, was it about May time?
Yeah.
And we've developed a good friendship.
Yeah.
As I say, they're one of the WhatsApp groups. We said we've got, you know, 4 or 5 that we regularly speak to every day.
What's quite interesting with these, though, the Cockneys, is, and I think this is what's quite rare, is that as a four, we can equally get on. It doesn't feel weighted one side or another.
But I think probably once we develop a WhatsApp group and stick with it, I think it's always like that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Think of all the ones we've got now that we're active on.
Yeah.
All of them.
They're all balanced.
Sometimes one or two of us will opt out for a bit and the other two will just crack on and have a chat, whether that's the two women,
well,
the two guys, or what have you.
Yeah.
We all get in all the WhatsApp groups that we're active on, and like I say, there's probably 4 or 5 every single day.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter which two or which four or which three are chatting, everybody will chat.
Yeah. I felt really early with these two. I do, if you cast your mind back, I remember kind of pushing the boundary a little bit with someone, because I can be, what's the word when I'm speaking? Very, very honest.
Crude? Oh.
I can be brutally honest as well. And I remember saying a few things and then just thinking, was that too much? And they both came back and were like, no, That's not too much no, welcome. No,
they do. But even on another one of our groups, the other night, you gave an opinion on something, and we got a 4-second voice note from the guy, and he just said, obviously he used your name, but he just said, Mrs. G, I think you should start giving your opinion on things. And that was it.
I do give my opinion. There's a lot of things can be said about me, but saying that I'm dishonest is not one of them. I'm brutally honest.
And that was about them.
Yeah, it was.
And something that was happening with them.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Yeah, we'll say it how we see it.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, very
in,
much
in
so.
In a respectful way.
I would hope that I'm so, always respectful, yeah.
And this could, the Cockneys, yeah, right from day one, we've chatted very openly and honest with them.
Yeah.
About various things.
Again, isn't it interesting when you are, as we've said before, both lifestyle, you know, both couples in the lifestyle, there's almost this instant, like we found with the guys on the ship, this instant kind of, the barrier drops really quickly because you can say things that you just wouldn't be saying to regular vanilla type people.
Yep.
As we learnt on the field with the cherubic boy looking at his mother while you tell her she wants him to bed.
That guy fucking loved it. I tell you.
Anyway, we're just going back to that. We did develop a very kind of witty, fast-paced, kind of very chatty kind of way.
Both of those are equally funny in different ways.
Yeah, yeah.
They're both really funny. We both enjoy their humour.
Yes.
We've got a good chat going with
them. Quite a black sense of humour at times as well, quite a dark sense of humour, can't it?
Which, it can be.
Not many people can take, but fortunately they can and we can, so it works okay like that,
So, I mean, obviously the listeners will understand us because we're no different than we are on the podcast.
No.
This is us. There's no fakeness around the podcast or no real censorship either.
No, not at all.
So we are just like this all the time.
Yeah.
We went for the day with them. Mrs. Cockney actually buggered off with Angelina for a bit.
They've not really met them before either, so it was quite nice. The six of us having a good time
together.
Yeah,
so they could start developing a friendship as well. So we all went to a coffee shop.
Yeah. I was with the boys.
Yep. I think Brad suggested a gangbang.
He did.
You declined.
I gracefully declined for that moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't want to use all your energy up in the day,
I didn't.
Think.
I was quite tired.
Yeah. If Mr. Hard would have been there,
I'd have been in.
But
I'd have been in.
It would have been the gang.
Oh, that's disrespectful to Brad. You'll be getting a complex now.
yes, we had a good day.
We even went for a walk. Much to the other guys, they weren't happy with
those
it.
Four,
we walk every day.
Well, we're dog
a lot.
Walkers, aren't we? So
but those
dog walking wankers,
dog
apparently.
Dog walking
Brad
wankers calls. From the back. Bloody ain't walking. Yeah. Fucking out this.
Yeah, fucking cans. What did they fucking do? Going for a fucking walk.
So we had a nice walk. It was like a family outing with the kids in the background. We were walking
and
at a fast pace.
The thing
pace
is now, because Brad and Angelina have been on a podcast with us, everybody will know that impression that I just did of Brad is spot on.
You reckon? We then went for a Nando's because that's kind of what you do to protein pack before
well,
you go on to
that's the only decent restaurant in Luton, I think.
And then we went back to the room to kind of try and chill out a bit. I think I got like a 20-minute nap, which was well needed. Mm-hmm. I was so tired. And it worked a treat. Yeah. But I was, and I think just going back to the night before where I'd felt a bit of a trigger, the beauty of, you know, now being open and out with our nearest and dearest friends is the fact that I could process it quite quickly. So I could talk about things if I needed to. We'd go back to the room, like I say, 20 minutes sleep. And then we had a couple of messages come through from Angelina where she just knows me, doesn't she? She just bloody knows. And she was like, I'm just checking in with you. I'm just checking you're all right.
Yeah, she said, we can fuck this off if you want.
Yeah, again.
We'll just do us.
Which is totally her. She would drop everything just to like be, are you okay?
Well, I think the beauty of having had them on, which isn't really for us the whole guest thing, because we've got so much to talk about ourselves. We don't really.
No.
But I think because they've been such a big part of the podcast from the beginning, we thought it was important to have them on when they were up here with us.
Yeah.
But people will have heard the connection. We've had feedback saying that. And that's one of the main things that we get feedback on for me and you.
Yeah. It
was, and they've said the same with Brad and Angelina. Yeah. And it is just this unspoken thing with them.
Definitely.
And so she checked in and you were
And I was all right. I was okay. I'd had a little bit of a minute. I'd had a process. And I'd also had time to kind of figure out that the woman that had said this thing at the party the night before, you know, she doesn't know what my trigger is. None of us do. Not her fault, not her problem. She was just trying to have a bit of a fun time. So there's absolutely no issue with her.
It all got sorted,
very much so. And I'm pleased that I've kind of been able to get to that point and where I can process fast. In some ways,
that will probably actually, if and when we see them again, that will actually make the sort of friendship, if you like, with them better bonded, because you've had that where she probably knew that she'd upset you but didn't know why.
Yeah.
But then it was all done, sorted.
It wasn't needed. It didn't need to be discussed. Yeah. It was done.
So it's done.
And then we
started... The fuckers going
well, we started getting ready and I was still kind of just feeling a little bit tired and stuff.
I just don't think you were feeling the event really, were you?
I don't think so. And then I got a couple of messages and it was the legend who just reminded me again...
what it's all about.
What it's about. And I was like, yes. And it honestly, it was like taking a happy pill. I didn't take drugs.
Yeah, she is like a one-woman drug, isn't she?
Yeah, it just snapped me round and I was like, yeah, I'm ready for this, actually. Yes. And Angelina had also said some wise words, you know, about it was just a night of opportunity. Nobody actually knows the way this is going to go. You turn up and you see.
Yeah.
And she was dead right.
I think as well, for us, we were completely comfortable in our skins as podcasters that were out.
Yeah, because obviously we've been on a do previously as the podcasters who were out. It was our first time and we'd explained.
We were a bit awkward, I think.
It felt a little bit like being in a goldfish bowl, didn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas this time, I think we owned it.
Yeah.
And I was very comfortable with that.
And I think, you know, there was a pre-party.
We were taken by bus to the club and we got the last bus. We were known as the third bus wankers. There was a group of us and our friends. And do you know, the bus trip was one of the highlights. Who knew? It was a really good time. It was lots of fun.
It was 12 of us or something like that, sat at the back of the bus.
Yeah, there was more at the front, school to kids. Be fair. And I apologise because I don't know who was at the front.
There was a couple of people that we said hello to as well.
But it was just fun and frivolities and... you know when we say it's play, the word play is used. It was play. It felt child, teen-like, like you're on the school bus.
Well, basically, there was photos of all the women flashing the boobs.
Yeah.
It was just a right laugh.
It was.
And we were all laughing and joking. And the host who was on the bus came down as well and sort of joined in a little bit. And
it was good.
Yeah, it was great fun. So, yeah, we got to the club and, again, it was... it was a good night.
Yeah, it was. We did a lot of socialising. We
chatted
met
to a
up
lot
with
of people
that we haven't seen for a while. It just felt very much more relaxed than it had felt.
I think we were much more relaxed.
That's why it felt more relaxed.
Yeah.
The atmosphere in the club felt a little bit different. People seem to be much more chatty this time.
Well, I'm wondering if that's just because quite a few people said how different a space we seemed in. And
No, it wasn't that, because I remember looking around at one point. I mean, I'm not saying that wasn't the case. I think that was the case. But also, I think I remember looking around relatively late on and thinking, this club still feels really busy where we were stood. Whereas the first time, when we went back in February, it felt like it emptied really fast. Everyone went off to the playrooms, which obviously a lot of people are there for that. It didn't feel quite as desperate almost as that. You know, it was like people were just happy to be communicating and stuff. It just felt a different atmosphere to me.
Yeah, I mean, we chatted to lots of people over the night.
Yeah.
Like I say, very comfortable being us, which last time I think we probably
that
weren't.
Weird,
and we probably, we probably didn't represent ourselves the best, really.
We were new.
Yeah.
Brand new.
So, yeah, if you thought we were twats then, give us another chance.
I don't think anybody thought we were twats, to be honest.
No, I'm kidding to a degree, but... yeah, much more us, much more relaxed. And, it ended up, we shared a few kisses with the Cockneys.
We did. That was most enjoyable. we then went to do dress down.
You did.
And there's a picture on Twitter of my dress down that I wore.
It's become very popular, that picture.
It's gone mad on there for that. But I absolutely adore this particular lingerie. Almost as much as one of my small children. Almost. Perhaps more than the dog. I absolutely love
definitely
it.
More than
it's
the dog.
Just, I love every part of it. So we then went back upstairs, more drinks, and I was with Mrs. Cockney for a little bit.
A guy did impress you about your lingerie, didn't he?
Yeah, well, come on to him in a minute. So I went off with Mrs. Cockney a bit. We got a few drinks, and this is kind of what I'm saying with these two.
Did you kiss Mrs. Cockney in the club?
In the club, did I? I don't think I did.
No, I can't remember.
Missed a trick there. She's a nice kisser. Maybe I did. So we I think we both just felt we're quite similar looking, aren't we? Me and Mrs. Cockney. We have a similar look. We are boob twins, and we have a similar look about us. So I felt like we looked quite fierce together, strutting around that club.
You looked hot together, definitely.
And we were stood. Then chatting, there was people milling around, and one guy, he was one of the hosts actually, came up to me and said, you know, how are you doing? I was like, yeah, good. And then he just stopped dead, kind of proper took me in and went, honey Badette. I was really taken aback. I was like, how do you know? And he gave a few reasons why, and I was quite impressed with that observation from a man. It's little, you know me, listeners, little things like that capture me. So that moment captured me. I was like,
okay. He did tell his wife the next day.
I did tell her. And she was like,
she's just expecting it.
Yeah, standard. I think so.
He knows his lingerie.
Yeah, pretty much. So then the club did start to kind of disperse a little bit, didn't it? People started to move out. And we said to the Cockneys, do you want to find a playroom?
But on a proviso.
Yeah, I wanted a lot room.
Well, we wanted a lot room.
Sorry, yes. Because if it was a regular club on a regular night, not a regular club, a sex club on a lifestyle club on a regular night, where we weren't there, where people knew us as those people that do a podcast, I wouldn't have had an issue particularly.
Yeah.
But because there was lots of people that we'd been chatting with and things, it just felt a bit weird to go and have sex where people would walk
slightly
past me.
It's a bit like a live episode. And
yeah, and it wasn't, it's not that I have a problem having sex in front of people.
We've done that before.
We have. So it's not that that's the issue. It's more people that kind of know a side of me. It just felt too exposing.
Yeah. So we just went and had a little play on the play.
There was some finger play.
But, yeah. We did also, several people who we know listen,
mm-hmm.
wandered past and had a chat.
As I've got fingers inside my vagina.
And as I had fingers inside another vagina.
I mean, it was a little bit surreal at times, having these conversations. And I do remember at one point where Mr. Cockney's got his fingers in me and I'm full on hard on going, I'm so fucking horny, can you stop speaking, can you stop speaking? I'm going, nope, nope, it's not coming anywhere near me, nope, nope, nope.
So we basically said, let's take you back to the hotel, because it's not going to happen here.
We did, but I think we're a bit peckish. We went and got some
food.
Well,
you were, as always.
I like to fuel.
Yeah, so we went and there's like a food truck thing, and we went and got some food and so on, and chatted to Brad and Angelina for a bit.
Yeah.
Another couple from the party the night before that we were chatting to.
There was quite a few people milling around, actually, yeah. Wasn't there? It was quite nice.
Then later on, we said goodbye to a couple of couples who we knew were listeners. So we said goodbye to them. One of those couples, quite oddly, when we said goodbye, she just held my hand.
Was this the one that you think wanted to kiss you?
Possibly.
Ah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. I remember you turning round to me and going, she's holding my hand. While she was holding the hand. And I'm like, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's just nice. It kind of unnerved you a little bit.
Well, it's quite, in some ways, it's quite an intimate thing. And
she probably wanted to kiss you, babe.
Yeah, maybe.
You missed it.
I did.
You bloody missed the opportunity. There'll be others, don't worry.
But, yeah, so we said goodbye. Wandered off the club. We were pretty drunk by this stage as well.
Yeah,
I
would think so. We've been drinking since early.
So, yeah, we wandered off, sort of, apparently, sort of waved goodbye to the group. So I was told the next day. I was blissfully unaware.
I think I just walked out.
So, yeah, we went back to the hotel and back to our room with the Cockneys.
Well, the Cockneys said, we'll mess your room up. That's actually what they said.
Yeah.
So they did. So we did.
So, yeah, we got back to the room. You got back into your normal clothes or your
my dress down bottom bits off and got my easy knickers on, shall we say, easy knickers. I don't know, I can't remember. I just remember we all kind of stripped down pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, we basically
and just
got
literally
in bed
got
together.
In bed.
Yeah,
yeah.
We had a chat for a bit.
We
and
did.
Then we I can't remember who started the kissing off.
I don't know.
Maybe so, me,
it
actually.
It was you.
Maybe.
You went first.
Maybe. So we started kissing. And then, next thing you know, we were all mid-play.
We were mid-play. There was lots of fingers and kissing and
tongues.
Tongues, yeah. was tongs, wasn't there? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were doing rather well with your tongue, from what I could hear. And from what she tells me.
Well, told us.
Told us. She announced, yeah. And then we kind of moved on from a bit of oral tongue play, sex.
Well, you two had a little bit of time. The two ladies had a bit of time together.
We did.
Not much.
No, it was nice, actually. We should have had a bit more time there.
My ambidextrosity came in.
Oh, yeah. I just take that for advantage now, you see, don't I, again. And then we went on to full play. And it was great fun.
Yeah. We had a really good time.
It was just brilliant.
And again, we're not going to go into the depth of play, because out of respect for them, we said before, New York was slightly different because there was no chance of any of those meeting again or being recognised or anything. So I think just out of respect, we'll keep it relatively PG.
I think we can just say, though, that from certainly our experience and from speaking to them afterwards.
Oh, we enjoyed it.
It was an absolute hit.
Yeah.
If there's a way to put it, I don't want to sound all like 1980s pop star, it was an absolute hit. But it was a hit.
Oh, yeah, we all enjoyed each other.
I do remember, like, when we'd kind of all finished off, I remember Mrs. Cockney lying back and we were all just like, and then Mrs. Cockney just went, I fucking love having sex with you two.
Well, I think she said, I fucking love fucking you two.
I fucking love fucking you two. And we all just laughed and went, yeah, it worked really well, that, didn't it?
But what was nice about the whole thing is it was hot, it was horny.
Yeah.
But also, there was humour in it. We laughed a few times.
Well, that's kind of why I was saying.
We all checked in.
We kept checking in.
But not in an obvious way.
No, it just flowed.
It was natural.
When it just bloody works, it just bloody works. And I think that was kind of what I was trying to say when we were talking about them initially, is that we have this chat where we laugh and we've got this sort of sense of humour that we all seem to get on all these levels. And I think it's really interesting that when we then took it to the bedroom, we took it to a sex situation, that didn't stop. That continued.
Yeah, we got on whilst we got off.
Yeah, completely and utterly. And even right at the end saying goodbye, there were certain things that he said that I'm still laughing about now.
Yeah, I don't think you should say
it. I'm not going to say it. It's our private thing. We don't need to say it. But it's just lovely when that continues, really. And I think also because we were so relaxed.
It was relaxed. It was hot, but relaxed.
It's an odd balance.
There was no pressure. I think we all knew where it was going.
Absolutely.
Beforehand.
We definitely did, because we've been very honest on the chat beforehand. It was building to it. It wasn't really suggestive. It was just, this is what's going to happen. And we were like, yeah.
Yeah.
So we were like, yeah, let's go. There was no support.
I think it helps that our principal dynamics are very similar.
100%.
I think they have more dynamics than we have.
Yeah.
But the main dynamic is very, which makes it very easy.
Yeah.
Because there's no, nothing really to think about. Basically, we were all happy to get our fuck on.
We were all happy to get our fuck on with each other in any which way that may go with the four of us. It was all bodies and stuff. It was great. And I think because we were so relaxed, just speaking about it from a woman's point of view, I mean, there were orgasms. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, orgasms.
Plural.
Which is rare.
For both of you.
Yeah. Is rare in a play situation. And that absolutely has to come from the friendship first. And that's a...
Maybe, maybe not. I think it did in this case.
From a woman's point of view, it has to come from trust and feeling very relaxed. If you are not in that zone, you're not going to come. And me and Mrs. Cockney, obviously felt very relaxed and very at ease and very appreciated as well.
Oh, well, I'm not being funny, but I can understand why me and Mr. Cockney, or Mr. Cockney and I, appreciated you, because you're both particularly hot ladies.
Thank you. I agree. We are, though.
I agree.
I'm going to sound like a bit, but yeah, thank you. But it's nice playing with hot people, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Again, to get a four where we all four think, you're fit, I want to do you. I mean, let's get brutal about it. That's what it becomes almost animalistic in the moment, but you can, to be able to do the animalistic type sex and still have a laugh and still check in, that's it. There you go, bang,
it worked.
You found it.
It worked.
Yeah, and that's satisfying. And so there's an element.
Well, it was.
It was, very.
Several times.
Yeah. That, on reflection, like the next day, we went out for... Well, we saw him for breakfast, and then we went out and we had a bit of time, and Brad and Angelina came with us.
And it was just nice, wasn't it?
It was. It's very natural again. And you can instantly tell, well, after you've played with somebody, when you see them again the next day, when there's not a shift. There's no change.
Well, you can tell when there is as well.
Yeah. There's no change. They're just their natural selves.
I think it comes down to authenticity, ultimately, is that us four have always been 100% authentic with one another, and that's why it works.
And it's lovely when you find that. Mm. And I do think it's quite rare. I've said this to you. I think it's quite rare to get it, and it's lovely when you can. There was a point at which we were walking into the city centre, and I can't remember what we were discussing, but I nearly walked into a lamppost.
I remember. Dozy bastard.
Yeah, dozy bastard. I nearly fell into the lamppost, and it kind of shocked me, and it sounds dramatic, but it almost threw me into Mr. Cockney's arms. It was like a dramatic scene out of a movie. He caught me, and then we just kind of carried on walking arm in arm. That is lovely. I do that with Brad all the time, but I know Brad inside out, back to front.
We've got a long history with them.
But to have that, and you know, we've had the play situation, so it could have got to the point where it feels a bit awkward and a bit weird because you've had sex with each other.
You didn't at all.
It didn't, and that proved that little moment for me proved that. And it proved that his other half also felt that, because there was just no weirdness with any of it.
No,
and I
none
felt
at all.
Great. That's just proven that we've done the right thing there. And that's big for me. For me personally, mm-hmm. It's a big thing.
I think what's nice as well is that friendship and closeness has continued since.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've all got real lives and so forth. Yeah. So there's things that, you know, get in the way of just...
Constant being able to message. Constant. But there's definitely been... You know, the messages, and it's not changed on the message group. It's not changed. The pace is still there. There's still flirting going on. It's still there, you know, and that's reassuring, isn't it?
Well, you basically keep saying when we're going to fuck again.
Not just me. You've suggested it a few times as well.
And then.
We've all suggested it. But then when we did go to leave on the Sunday as well, I think we had a bit of a kiss. Didn't she want to book you in again?
No, we basically said we'd quite like another fuck, and it was like probably not here in the middle of the town centre.
There you go, that was it. It was just nice. It was all good. It was a successful situation.
You make it sound very transactional in that way. It wasn't
and
like that
it
at all.
It absolutely was not transactional, but it was just good to be able
I think
to reflect.
That true friends with benefits arrangement where
yeah.
we can be friends with them and there is also the benefits of a bit more. And when you get that, it's nice.
Yeah. And I do, I've said this to you, I think it's quite rare. I think the fact that we could definitely have a night out, weekend away, whatever, with those two and definitely have pure vanilla, nothing else, and I would still have an absolute blast of a time.
Oh, yeah. The great people, we've enjoyed... The lead up to play and the chats.
Yeah, which is actually almost, not almost as important, but it's important. It's important to have that build up.
I mean, this is a long episode and we probably need to bring it to a conclusion. But one thing I just would like to say is possibly, and more experience will teach us more about this, but is part of the lifestyle that's in some ways the most fun part actually the thrill of the chase?
A big part of it, I think,
because
yeah.
that's exciting, it's new, it's fresh, and then once you've I suppose in a greyhound racing way, once you've got the rabbit, then it takes away that newness.
It does, but it doesn't, because just the way I see it, you've caught your rabbit and you've had your rabbit and the rabbit goes back to its burrow and then you go on another race. And it might be for the same rabbit or it might be for a different rabbit, but you still get the chase. And that's what keeps you going. Do you see what I mean?
Possibly.
The race just starts again.
Possibly.
You don't think so?
Go on. It's interesting. I think, not in respect to the Cockneys, but just generally, I think from couples we know, there's something about new people. As in, the different people. So
new to you, you mean?
For example.
Do you mean new to you?
To us.
New to you,
not new to the lifestyle.
Right, okay.
That makes no difference, really. What I mean is, for example, Would I like to play with the Cockneys again? Abso-fucking-lutely. Mm. No doubt at all.
Can I come too?
Probably. Absolutely, I would love to play with them again. Hopefully they feel the same way. I think they do. Mm. And it would be fun, and we'll develop, and you try new stuff, and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. It all gets deeper, I suppose. But generally, I do think that if, for example, they don't live close to us. No. We said the Cockney wankers.
Yeah.
So they don't really live close. If they lived round the corner, and we said every week we're going to meet up for a fuck.
Yeah, it's too regular.
What I wouldn't ever want, as such, is another girlfriend.
But some people do.
Some people do, again.
But that's just not you, yeah.
Because I have my wife.
That's because I'm too much. You don't want another wife.
Nobody else could afford you, babe.
Exactly.
Your clothing habits are too expensive. So
I can't afford another girlfriend or wife.
I can afford another girlfriend or wife, and I don't think there's many men out there that could afford you.
Love you too.
But, yeah, I think part of what makes the lifestyle fun is A, the difference, B, the chase, and most importantly, the real connections of friendships.
Yeah.
I think we get all of those. But yeah, if
you
it
don't
became
get all of them,
not necessarily
everybody.
With no, yeah. Direct, no, they went proper northern then, yeah, love. But yeah, I think if it became too regular with anybody,
yeah,
it takes the fun out of it.
Yes.
So if you see somebody every week or every other week, then effectively the reasons why people tend to do the lifestyle is to spice things up, to have the difference. Well, if that difference is becoming a regular,
yeah.
Then almost, do you then need the lifestyle to have a change from them?
But
they should be the change. You shouldn't need a change from them.
Unless you develop feelings, as we discussed with somebody recently, and they discussed that with their husband, and they then became a throuple.
Yeah, and we know polyamorous people as well.
Exactly.
And we've got friends who are possibly exploring polyamory more than we would as such.
It's whatever works for you.
Yeah.
We're talking about it from our very personal
perspective.
And
I get why some people are polyamorous. But yeah, for me, the thrill of the excitement is the difference.
Yeah, the difference, yeah.
If it becomes too regular, that difference, then they're not different. Mm. They're just regular.
But I guess then it would be, what would you describe as too regular? See, for me, it would be every week. That would be too... Every month. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's got to be three, four times a year.
I think I agree with you.
And that might be 3-4 times a month where you see them, but... You know, you might fuck 10 times in that, one of those things.
10 times in one night?
Maybe.
Hey, let's go. No, I know what you mean. You can pack it in a night or a weekend. It doesn't have to be
I don't mean you can only have 3 or 4 times that you have sex with. What I mean is that regularity of play sessions, I suppose.
It's an interesting point
because not everybody will agree with that.
The friends with benefits is definitely what I would say is our main dynamic.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've had other play sessions with non-friends.
Yeah.
And spur of the moment. And that's hot.
Yeah.
And in many ways, that's the not knowing people hotness, which is a different type
of hotness. It's a different type of hot, yeah. No,
and it's
really,
really hot.
Yeah.
But then you might never see them again. So it's been and it's done.
Yeah.
Never to be repeated. And that is hard.
And the thing is, there's place for all of this.
Yeah.
There's place for all, you can do, you don't have to kind of go, I'm pigeonholing myself into, I just do friends with benefits, or I just do strangers, or whatever. You don't have to.
No, you can.
You can
change it up
at whatever suits you.
We know couples who swing and then do the individual play.
Yeah.
And they like it, or one of them will watch, or whatever. That's completely up to them. I don't think that's for us.
No, I think we are more the friends with benefits, or literally go with the flow in the moment, whatever happens. That's why that's kind of what we've said before, though, isn't it? It's been able to kind of say, keep your mind and your options open, know yourself.
That's the important thing. Know yourself. Be authentic.
Yeah.
Don't pretend you're something you're not.
Yes.
Because there's lots of people that I think do that.
Anyway, I think it's time to wrap it up now.
Yeah, it's a bloody long episode at the moment.
I also feel it's an appropriate time to end on this note.
Go on then.
You do you, then we might do you too.
If any of our gorgeous listeners would like to contact us, we can be reached at Twitter at Sexless Swingers, email hello@sexlessswingers.co.uk, or on Fab, the_sexless_swingers.